ballot initiative 2, which would allow the use, purchase, and sale of recreational marijuana in Alaska for those aged 21 or older, has Alaskans at odds over the legalization of a federally prohibited drug. As KSKA's Ellen Lockyer reports, teen use of marijuana is not a rarity in our state, and kids know where to purchase it, whether Prop 2 passes or not.
It's not hard to find mothers who oppose the passage of Proposition 2.
I don't want my kids to be a guinea pig.
That's Karen Compton, mother of two teens, who spoke recently at a No on 2 press event. But middle school and high school kids are already experimenting with marijuana. At a local coffee shop, I spoke with 14-year-old Bridger, last name not used at the request of his mother, who says it's not hard to find weed.
Absolutely. It's very openly spoken of, and lots of kids, they'll even wear, hats with weed on them. No, it's very open.
How young do you think kids start doing marijuana?
Lots of them will say as early as the 11, their parents gave them a blunt or a marijuana.
Bridger explains that a blunt is a badly rolled marijuana cigarette. He is against Proposition 2. He says he won't use the drug, but many people his age do.
They'll say it helps them, but it really does not help them. Anybody who doesn't smoke weed will realize that it doesn't help them. Like, they just deteriorate. Like, it's visual. You can just see it. You know, it deteriorates them.
Prop 2 prohibits those under the age of 21 from using false identification to purchase marijuana, and it allows the retail sale of marijuana and marijuana edibles. If it passes, Karen Compton says it's only a matter of time before the cannabis rolls down her street.
I live in Spinard. You know, where are these retail outlets going to be? They're going to be in Spinard. You know, my kid's going to have to walk down the street past them.
Spinard is the Anchorage neighborhood once notorious for booze, brothels, and life on the edge, although gentrification has come slowly. Now a yoga studio and an organic restaurant stand where a bar and dance hall were 30 years ago. A young man in a black hoodie lounges against a storefront. He's got the stub of a cigarette still smoking in his fingers. He's the first teen I spot, so I stop and ask him.
I have pretty much no say in it right now. It's the fact that I'm not old enough to vote. But, I mean, if I did, I'd have to say yes on it. Just the fact that, I mean, there's so many medicinal uses for it. But people that just go out to use it recreationally, I don't think it should be legal like that. So,
have you ever used it recreationally?
No, ma'am.
Okay, do you know people who do?
Yes, ma'am.
Is it easy to get?
It is.
The teen didn't want to give his name. On a Sunday evening, two volunteers man the phones at the Yes, Yes, Yes campaign office in Anchorage. Campaign manager Nick Moe says his group targets the 18 to 24 demographic and is working to get out the Yes on 2 vote.
I think it's easier for a 16-year-old to get a joint than it is to get a six-pack right now. If we bring it out of the shadows into the regulatory phase, like alcohol is, I think it'll be a lot more difficult for children to get access to marijuana if they have to show their IDs and you have to be at least 21 years old.
The Vote No on 2 campaign has raised just under $150,000, all from Alaska donors. The Yes on 2 campaign has been funded primarily by the Washington, D.C.-based Marijuana Policy Project and by the New York-based Drug Policy Alliance. The two lobbying groups have donated close to $900,000 to the Yes on 2 campaign. I'm Ellen Lockyer.